Hi there. This is ET Markets Investors Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends, and investment opportunities. This is Amisha. The bulls made a comeback on Dalal Street during the week gone by amid hopes of a US stimulus package before the US presidential election. Investors also took solace in Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's comments that the government is not close to another stimulus package to boost the economy. The first batch of September quarter earnings also signaled some optimism. That said, the market has been displaying a volatile streak in recent weeks as the COVID-19 pandemic still continues to weigh on sentiments. Asset managers have faced a test of patience in these volatile times. So what are the best ways to navigate these uncertain times? We caught up with Kenneth Andrade, founder and CEO of Old Bridge Capital Management, to explore the best ways to tread this path. Welcome to the show, Kenneth. What is the one investment mantra you stuck to through these uncertain times?
I think it's discipline, and I don't think I have a mantra, but if you're a value investor, you're a value investor, and that's what I know. So we've stuck to our knitting. We're trying to buy companies which have good franchises available at a great value, and that's what we do.
What is your advice to the new age Robin Hood investors who have ventured into the market for the first time?
So this this is not the first time we've seen it. It's happened multiple times before, usually in the IPO market, then in the secondary market. And this is probably a new age investors coming in. So I just say, get your experience, make sure you know what you're doing, and buy businesses which are fundamentally sound. At least you'll protect capital.
Where have you been digging for value in this market?
Okay, if you've been around for the last 6-8 months, I think you've got an enormous amount of value somewhere post-March. So you didn't really have to dig it, they just came to you in a flood. If you're not so fortunate in March and you're getting back into the markets again, I think the time range will be extended. But I think there are a lot of businesses out there. What we're doing is doing manufacturing. We're doing businesses that have an export market. We're doing utilities, and we're doing businesses which are adapting to technology. We're not getting disrupted, but which are adapting technologies to make them a lot more functional and competitive.
You have been avoiding banks for a long time. Are they ripe enough for you to bite in at this point?
So we haven't been avoiding banks, so as to say. What we try to do is try to pick industrial cycles or cycles in the entire marketplace. And somewhere banks didn't feature into our style of investing in terms of cash flow generation and value. Okay, and when we are both absent, it's a territory that is unexplored by us in terms of how we make money incrementally from there. So we stayed away from it all. Now what you see is value being available, but the biggest question is the cycle favorable? I think we'll get all our answers in the next 12 months, not even in the next 12 months, probably in the next 3 months. So we are not yet bought banks. We're waiting to see if our thesis plays out and the cycle has actually changed for the financial sector.
IT and pharma stocks have been the biggest winners so far in 2020. Do you think these packs are overheated, or is there more upside from here?
No, selectively you get a lot of opportunities that are there even now in those industries. IT and pharma both seem to be on a secular wicket, and they should be able to deliver what they have delivered in the past. If you look at a 3-4 year structure, save a few companies, the market's not done much in these companies. Okay, but yes, they've all hit their all-time highs right now. Is there value left in them? No, there's no value, but you'll have to figure out if they can grow rapidly, fast. And the visibility for IT exists. Pharma, on a selective basis, yes, the visibility does exist. Net-net, you have to look for execution. And if you've been able to, identify some of the companies that execute well, you should be pretty okay going into the next decade with these names.
The consumption pack has fared very well in pockets, with names like Asian Paints and Bergen Paints ruling at all-time highs. Did you nibble into this pack, or have you preferred to stay away?
So there are two spaces that we're fairly light on. One is in the consumer side of the market, and the second is the financials. Financials have answered consumers. I think what probably will happen in the next decade is that there will be a stress on income levels. And if there's going to be a stress on income levels and there's no inflation in wages, it will be a moderately soft scenario for a lot of these companies. So no, we haven't jumped on the bandwagon, and we prefer to stay away from some of these names, at least for now.
Lastly, have your investing principles changed after this once in a lifetime event? How should an investor navigate these uncertain times?
No, the principles of investing don't change. I can't be a value investor, turn to a growth investor, and then come back to a value investor, right? So those things don't change. So that's where we are. And from an investor perspective, I think you need to look at your personality to see what kind of investor you are. If you like to take the risk, you like to predict growth, or you know how to predict growth, fair enough, you can allocate capital in that format itself. But know your businesses very well, stick to your fundamentals of the business, because companies do make money over a long-term period. Okay, money does get compounded over a long-term period because you're investing in the underlying asset, in the asset market, or in the business that creates wealth over a multiple cycle. So yes, I think navigating this is not going to be easy, at least in the near term. And of course, final thing is to have patience on your investments. They usually play out in the long term.
Thank you, Kenneth. Those were definitely some interesting insights. That's it in this week's edition of the Special Weekend Podcast. Do come back next Saturday for this weekly special. You can check out our regular podcast on the equity market twice every weekday.